Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. And we ask you all to take a few minutes and write out your testimony, no longer than about a page or a page and a half on a Microsoft Word document or just on an email, and send it to us so that we can read your testimony to the listeners. You never know that your testimony may help somebody with their walk in the Lord or even come to the Lord. You may save a life. It's tough to save the world, but it's easy to save a life. Just speak out, because faith comes from hearing. And if you don't speak out, people can't hear you. This week's testimony is from Margie, and we thank her very much. These are her words that I'm reading right now. After rededicating my life to the Lord in August of 1979, I longed to go to a ministerial school and study God's Word. I was praying and seeking God about which school to attend when, on May 7th, 1980, I had a dream I will never forget. I dreamed I was entering a university building, and on the wall in the hallways was a large sign with the words, Sanford University. Now, I thought strongly of attending Oral Roberts University, but not Sanford, since I didn't relate to Sanford as being a Bible college. As I walked into the building, I noticed the walls were made of fine wood. I approached a doorway which opened into a huge library, and as I stood in the doorway, I noticed a door opening from the opposite wall of the room across from me, and two women dressed in biblical robes walked into the room from outside of the building. I thought it was Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. One of them carried two books in her arm. They both walked very deliberately up to the librarian's desk and placed the books on the counter and turned around and walked back outside the building through the same door. I walked up to the counter and opened one of the books. As I opened the book, suddenly a light appeared on the page from over my left shoulder like a flashlight and spotlighted the words on the page on the left side of the book. The words I read were written in red ink in a man's handwriting. And these are the words: "And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Then the light moved over to the other page where I read the words, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." I woke up with such a peaceful feeling and thought, those words were written and read by the author of the book. What I found so remarkable about this dream was the fact that after I looked for these words and pages in my own personal Bible, I found that they were on the exact pages as the light showed them to me. The first one I found was in Matthew 24, verse 30 on the left side of the page, and the second one I found in John 14, verse 2 on the right side of the page. Amazing. Just goes to show how perfect His Word is. Praise the Lord. Blessings to you all. Margie. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing this testimony with us, Margie. And you can visit Margie's website at TouchJesusSongs, all one word, .net. TouchJesusSongs.net. Go there. And of course, request her songs here. And George has remastered one of the volumes anyway, and we've got it on, and it really sounds great, George. What a good job. Keep listening. Listen to Margie Reese and her beautiful singing also. You can request it on the request page. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week at the same time for Listener's Testimony. Send yours in. We are waiting for it. Thank you, and God bless you.